Do you recall when this was?
Well, I was about, I don't know, 88, 9, I think I've come across.
This was when you were a young girl?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I was only about 16. My aunt took me to this meeting. I wanted to go to Cardiff with her. She's in Cardiff. And the sailors and the coal miners were there, and they were just throwing all kinds of things at her. There's a woman came out to give a speech. She must have been pretty big shot there. And she had a tight-fitting suit on. And she had red hats then that tipped up, you know. And the men were making fun of her hat. And they all, one started saying, where did you get that hat? Oh, where did you get that tie? Isn't it a knobby one? Just the latest style. Oh, I should like to have one. Just the same as that. Please tell me, dear, where did you get that hat? And but they kept on rigging her all the time, but she never paid no attention. She went right on with her. She's a big fat woman.
This wasn't Mrs. Hanford then?
No. Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't hear her, but I saw her. I didn't hear her speak. Mm-hmm. I saw her in London. And boy, was she a fighter.
What did you think about the women fighting?
Well, of course, I was only a child at the time. I think I was only about 7 or 8 years old. But I was getting a big kick out of it. And the men down in the streets, they started throwing rotten tomatoes at us.
Why did they seem to be so upset by it?
The what?
Why did they seem to be so upset by it?
Well, they were against it. The women wanting boats and wanting this and wanting that. And my aunt was one of the main ones in that little town. And she was fighting and fighting. And her husband was a big politician. And he said, we love our women, he said, and we don't want them mixing up with things like that. He said, women were asked to be loved. And she said, when did you ever have time to love me? And everybody laughed. Well, it was really funny over there at that time.
What did your mother think about it all?
My mother wasn't much. Well, she didn't bother with it at all. She had 9 children, and she had all she could do. And my mother was a professional singer, and she was a bashful woman anyway. But the church wanted to send her to the nationalist devil, because she was that good. And I was too. I had a very good voice at that time. And so that's as much as I can think of right now.
Well, Mary, one thing I wanted to ask you about was your whole family. You came from a mining family,
yeah,
didn't you?
A mining family in South Wales.
And your father was a miner?
My father was a miner.
And did your brothers go become miners?
Yeah. Well, as soon as they were of age, they started when they were 10 years old in mine.
Your brothers?
My brothers. And some would take the children down just to get the what's that?
I think it's just the elevator.
What?
It's the elevator, I think.
Oh. And just to get a tram that would come in his name, so the father could fill 2 trams and to get more money. So they stopped that. and they were very strict in Wales about the children's education. I don't know about the others, but they had to have a good education.
Did you expect to marry a minor then when you grew up?
Yes, I was raised by a minor.
So that was part of your whole family?
Yes, that was my home. And the man I married, he was born and raised in Gray till he was pretty big. In this country.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Now, did your father and brothers belong to a union?
The what?
Did your father and brothers belong to a union in Wales?
No. My father belonged to them, to that lodge. It used to be there, the Big Feather, as they call them, that lodge. It's the big lodge that they have now. You know the lodges?
Mm-hmm.
They have a big lodge on the...
Like the moose or the elk, something like that?
Yes, mm-hmm. But it wasn't the elks, it was the other one, the big one. And those days they were lords and masters. My father was one of them, and my uncle. And my grandson is one.
Mm-hmm.
They're all big and amazing.
Masons, I see.
Yeah.
But there was no union in the town where you were.
No, they haven't formed a union. They were trying to. But they haven't succeeded when I was there. But they did have a lot of union by the time I left there.
Oh, but so you knew about unions before you left?
Well, I'd heard quite a bit about it, and my father was in union. So, but it wasn't strong yet.
But you heard talk about unions
then?
Mm-hmm. Would they come meet in your house or anything, or talk in your house?
No. They weren't pushing anything. But they were mad about the women wanting to vote.
The union men were? Or the miners?
No. Miners are not. And salespeople and everybody, they didn't think the women should have a vote at that time.
Mm-hmm.
But when they did start, they got good and strong.
Well, Mary, do you recall when the first time was that you heard about the union?
That was the first time I'd heard about the union. And there had been a strike, and a pretty bad one.
In your town?
No, in the town. And the Salvation Army fed us at the town.
Oh, they have that in Wales?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. They were a great help.
So your father was on strike?
They all, men and women, went down there to help cook and serve.
How long did the strike last then?
Oh, it was I don't remember, but anyway, it was a very tough time.
Would you have been a little child, or were you about six? How old were you about this?
I was about, I'd say I was about 10.
I see. And how long did you go to school?
I went to school until I was 12.
Mm-hmm.
They were very strict about the children's school. And I do think that Wales is stricter on children having an education than any of the others, I heard.
And did your brothers go to school until they worked in the mine?
Yep, and from what I remember, you know, my mother didn't let them go to the mine too early. And what I remember about it is that they had to be 12 years old before they could take them down that mine in Wales. Well, some of them were not.
Were your brothers older than you, Mary?
Yes.
Were you the youngest in the family?
No, I was in the middle.
Mm-hmm. And you had how many brothers and sisters?
I had three brothers. All three died in the war.
In the Second World War or the First?
First and Second.
Oh. And how many, and how about your sisters?
My sister married young. We were a family of very good-looking girls, and we were married off before we had a chance to think.
Did they marry minors?
Yes. That's all there was there. Minors or storekeepers. But it was the most beautiful valley you ever saw. And flowers and roses was growing everywhere. And you could go out with your bucket and pick up a bucket full of blackberries anywhere. And raspberries. It didn't matter what it was, it grew there. And the flowers were gorgeous.
Did the family grow its own vegetables, too?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Your mother had a little shop, didn't she?
A what?
Your mother had a little produce, that greengrocer, didn't she?
Yes, she had a shop, and that's the shop she gave me. Yeah. She let me, she said, it was too much work for her. And she gave me, and that's where I got the money to come to America.
Now, Mary, how old were you then when you married Thomas?
I was, I think I was, what, 17? No, I was 16. I was 16.
Did most of the girls there marry that? That's pretty early. Did most of them marry that early?
Yeah, 16. Mm-hmm. And, yes, they did. All the girls married younger.
And when you married, did you think that you were going to stay in Wales? Or
yes. I thought of, but you see, we were from poor families. And this family had just come from America. And they had lots of money. And they didn't like me because I was too poor. And they were treating me very, very mean. And, anyway, finally he said he was going back to America, and he'd send for us. But they had made, you see, I had three babies.
Did they all live?
Yeah, no one. I had two babies, and the other one was on the way.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, it wasn't born yet. But I remember about it now. That was the third. And when I was going to have a third baby, they just kidded him out here what a slave he was going to be and all that. So, in fact, they separated us. So, they owned the house where we lived, and they owned the whole street of houses. They were rich for those times. And, when he left, he was going to send for me and the children, the two children. My children at that time were just 3 and 4 years old when I came.
They were just a year apart.
Huh?
They were only a year apart.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, what about the one you were pregnant with? That was a miscarriage or what?
No, that one died.
Oh, after it was born?
Yeah.
So you had the baby after he left, the last one?
The two children I had.
But the one that died was born
after
he
left. Oh, very difficult, very. Uh-huh. Yeah.
I see. How did you feel when you found out that he deserted you?
Did you read my book? Oh, I felt terrible about it. But it was a shameful thing over in Wales for your man to leave you. And I never told a soul. Never even told my parents that I was saving every penny to go there, to face him. And when I came here, and I found out where he was, why, he never came to the station for hours hour. He thought probably get rid of somehow, I suppose. He was one of that kind. He didn't want me tied down. And I didn't want him either, because I had met Don by now. And I was in love with him now. And he wanted me in the worst way. So I had him on my mind. But I wanted to tell him off first. And when he finally came, I was been sitting in the station for, I think, about 10 hours. And he finally came. And I didn't want to expose him in front of the driver and his buddy that just came with him. So I said, have you got living quarters for us? And he said, no, he said, it's hard to get living quarters here. He said, well, I said, you better get us living quarters, because you're going to keep us. You're going to support us until I get a job. Then you'll never see us again. I said, well, by this time, he wanted me because I was still a beautiful girl. And he would try to tell me about how he would do this and he would do that. I said, just listen, I said, I didn't come back here to live with you. I met a man on boat. And I said, I'm in love with him. Why, of all the nerve to tell me, you can't take my children. I said, since when have you got so interested in your children? And he said, you're not going to take my children. So I said, I've already taken the children. I said, I just came to tell you, I said, that you didn't quit me. I said, I quit you. I said, and I don't ever want to see you again. Oh, I said, James Williams' daughter, never, nobody ever quit James Williams' daughter. That might have killed him. And oh, did he? And I refused to let him live in the tent that you had to take.
Well, Mary, did the other people there know that you were quitting him? Like your friends, the Gorsies and the Sweeties, did they know?
I never told anybody. But I knew by now I was in love with this other fellow. Mm-hmm. And he was such a good man. I had never been used to such goodness.
So your plan was that you were going to make him support you until you earned enough.
Until I had a job or something to keep us.
Mm-hmm.
I told him that as far as I was concerned, he was nothing to me. I'd like to have killed him when he was in that mining camp. And I could sleep in another tent by himself. Boy, did that hurt his pride.
How did the other people think? What did the others think
of? They weren't sure because I never talked. I told them that I had this. I told the man that I wanted a tent for me and the children, but that was all one tent would hold. I had that excuse there.
Mm-hmm. Now, Mary, I don't want to keep you. Let me just ask you a few things and then we can continue next time. What finally happened to Thomas? Did he die or did you divorce him?
Just before the children were drowned and had died and that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But before they really started shooting us out, you know, my mind isn't as good as it was. Things drop off of me just like that. What was I talking about?
I asked you what happened to Thomas.
Oh, because just before that happened, the big war there, he but several of the men left to go to other towns to work.
Mm-hmm.
And he went. He went too, so he wasn't there.
Mm-hmm.
And that was all I could mean, because and that's how come I took such a big part in
it. And then what finally happened to him? Did you divorce him later or what?
Yes. I divorced him.
When you were living in Nevada?
Yes, I divorced him when I lived in Nevada.
I see. And after the time you got the children back from him, you never saw him again?
Well, I got very sick after going back east.
Mm-hmm.
After going back east and talking and from one place to the other. And when I went back, my friend, Harriet, she said she had a job there that she thought what I could mm-hmm. get. And that's what I wanted, was a job, a waitress job. And when I went back, she said, she helped me all along. Mm-hmm. You know. She was a good woman.
Did you keep in contact with her after you left Nevada, Harriet?
Harriet was with me, yes.
No, once you married Don, did you stay in contact with Harriet over the years?
Well, it's in the book, isn't it?
Well, after you left Nevada, though, did you keep in touch with Harriet?
I did for a while, but her husband was going, wanted to, he sold it. Ranch, and he went to work near Canada, and they moved there. And after they moved there, we saw very little of each other.
Oh, and how about, did you ever see the Gorseys again after?
Never. I even went over to Europe to see them. I never found them.
So once you left after Ludlow, you never saw any of those people again?
No. But you see, after getting on my feet a little bit from my dancing, I started a shop. Don was making plenty of money to bother me then. And all I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
He was a very clever man. So that's in there.
Now, when did he die, Mary?
Well, he died in an accident.
Oh.
An accident.
How long ago?
Oh, it was about, we've been married, about 8 years, 9 years.
Oh. So it was it was like in the 1920s sometime?
Oh, I don't know. I don't remember now.
Mm-hmm.
But he died anyway. And, he died in an accident.
What kind of accident?
Car.
Oh.
He always had a big car. And the man driving with him, he was killed too.
How old were the children when he died?
Why, they were about 6, 7 years old.
Mm-hmm. Did you have more children with them?
No.
Mm-hmm. So you just had the two daughters?
I just had the two daughters and the son. I had a son too, you know.
Oh, well, where was the son?
I left him in Wales because his relatives were crazy about the boy, but they didn't want the girl.
How old was the boy when you left Wales?
He was only 3 years old. See, my daughters were... He was 3, he wasn't quite 4.
Uh-huh. Oh, and then, so you had the 3 children, plus this other baby, plus you were pregnant
with
the other
one. Well, I was pregnant, but I didn't have
them. Yes.
So I never had children after that.
And what happened to your son then?
Well, he was killed in the war over here, when he found out what they had done, his family had done to me. He insisted that he wanted to come back with his sister. I sent my children over to Wales for my mother to take care of.
Oh, when was that?
When I had the dance hall.
Oh. Oh, I see.
Yeah. And the children didn't want to live over there after a while. They wanted to come back to Ricardo. So he wanted to come with them. After he heard how they treated me, there's nothing to do but he come too. And I bought a car for him. We drove around and we had a lovely time.
Oh, so all three children then came back?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then he went over in the Second World War, he was killed?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Because he wasn't... Now, when did the girls stay in Hollywood when you had the dance hall?
Well, they grew up, you know. They were... my girls were... been married. When I started the shop in Hollywood.
Mm-hmm. Well, how long did you have the dance hall?
Oh, just what, not even over a year.
Mm-hmm.
You see, it was more than that. Oh, I forget what the it's so long ago. Mm-hmm. Oh, I had.
Do you recall when you married Don? What year that was?
It was shortly after I left my husband.
Mm-hmm.
Not long after I left. No, I didn't marry him then. But he was trying to marry.
Mm-hmm.
Kept trying to marry. And then when I went to the dance hall, there he walked in there. And that's when we got married.
Now, Mary, what effect do you think Ludlow had on how you thought about things and on the rest of your life?
Well, it had treated me pretty well. You know, I didn't suffer for anything. And I was very popular with men and women.
Mm-hmm. Because that was a rather horrible experience. Did it have any lasting effect on you in terms of your political ideas or anything?
Even I, Don was working with a man that was a geologist, and they earned big money. And that's when he was gone here and gone there, but he'd come back,
mm-hmm.
and always with a beautiful gift for me and the children. And they called him Daddy. And he thought he treated them like he was their father. They loved him. He's the man that carried them around on the boat.
Mm-hmm.
But
Mary, a lot of the other people involved in Ludlow they weren't just union, they had other political ideas.
Yeah.
Did you have any other ideas beyond, or was it just support of the union?
Was the union, well, I didn't know anything about the union when I came over there. And just these friends of mine that I made the courses, and then they didn't know they were coming to a union town. They didn't know there was a strike on here. And that's where they were so angry that they came over here to work and then there's a strike.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought I would find them, and I took a special trip over to Europe. Don was going to be on this job for about a year. So he told me, now you go and have a good time. He said, and he gave me plenty of money to go. And I traveled all over Europe. And when I come back, I thought things were going to be the same. Well, when he died, that was different.
Mm. But then you supported yourself with the shop?
With the shop.
Mm-hmm.
And I had the children. And we worked in this little shop. And this one daughter of mine, the eldest one, just got her leg out. You know. I told you about that.
Oh, no.
Oh, she had what our last president
mm-hmm.
had a leg.
Mm-hmm.
And had to be amputated from way up here. And they are now living in the valley up here. And the two daughters are living together with her, and their husbands are there. And I've given the money to the one she had. She has one of those trailers, beautiful trailer. She's been paying for that. And then this other daughter, she had a house. She had a good husband too. So he worked for the Citizen News for years. And when he couldn't work anymore, he got sick and never could work again. Off of the gas and the that kind of work, it was terrible, I guess. So they bought a house, and they had this house for some time, but she wanted to get rid of the house now, because they've been it for quite a way, their children and this. So somebody come and offered her money for the house. She sold the house, and the two daughters had always been like that together, never far apart. They were. So she wanted to move where her sister was. And I gave her money. My daughter, the youngest daughter, she had her trailer, mm-hmm. house trailer, beautiful house trailer. And she had it about paid for. And she wanted a house trailer too. So now her children were married and not just her and her husband. And I gave them money.
Mm-hmm.
To buy a house trailer. And that's where they are now.
I see. Mm-hmm. I don't want to keep you longer than you can.